Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health. We always talk about our old friends and our new friends, and it's all new friends today. We have brand new people. We have Paula Buckland with us, who is a marketing specialist with Finger Lakes Health. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted.
And I've been warned in advance you don't want to talk a whole lot, which is kind of tough when you follow Laura Turbide, because Laura loves to talk. So.
Yes, she does.
But welcome to you, and we have a brand new guest, a brand new dean of the Colleges of Nursing at Finger Lakes Health, so introduce her.
Yes, I'm very proud to introduce Dr. Susan Carlson, our new dean of the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences and the Mary S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing.
Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
We always do our new person biographical grilling, so just tell us a little bit about where you're from and your education, your background in nursing, and what brought you to this job with Finger Lakes Health.
Sure. So I am actually originally from the Southern Tier down in the Payne and Post Corning area, came up to Rochester to do a more college education and haven't left. Currently, my husband and I live in Canandaigua. We have three boys who all graduated from that school system. I have a very varied career pathway, a lot of different pieces of education that have fit in there. I actually came up originally to go to RIT and have a bachelor's in science and biology, thinking I would do something in medical research, and then kind of changed my mind. I had been in LPN before coming up here, having earned a community college degree at Corning Community College. So I was an LPN, decided that nursing might be a better fit, less schooling, less debt, so forth, that are all big considerations still these days. So I switched my major to nursing after graduating from RIT and went to Brockport. Graduated from there and decided I would like to do something more at the master's level, and went to the U of R and got my first master's degree from there as a clinical nurse specialist in psychiatry. Loved it. Great job. Nurse is nurse, right? Many different career changes throughout. That's the wonderful thing about nursing, is you really can find a job that suits whatever you need in life at that time. So I was able to always fall back on my nursing degree to provide me with those opportunities. Sometimes not the most challenging or interesting jobs, but fit a need in my family or personal life at the time, especially around those daycare needs with not having family up this way. So I was in a job doing some consulting at a long-term care facility as a psych person, and billing became an issue, and the nursing home needed to be able to bill for my services, and you needed to be an NP. So back to school I went, and in New York State, they do not allow you to have two master's degrees. So you have a master's degree in whatever you obtained first, and then your second degree is called a post-master's certificate, even though it's a full master's program. Kind of a ripoff there, huh?
Yeah.
So I had gone back to school and did my psych NP degree and worked for many years. I've always maintained a clinical practice, other than now I'm taking a short break from that, but worked as a psych MP one day a week throughout most of my career. And I began teaching at MCC at the time and was there for 15 years, teaching in fundamentals, sometimes in psychiatric mental health.
So what got you interested in the education side?
I've always kind of been a teacher. It's really interesting, Ted. I taught Sunday school as a young kid, and my summer jobs were always lifeguard, swimming lesson teacher. So that, I guess, is just part of who I am. That's kind of an intuitive piece of me. So that was a great part for me, is that nursing involves a lot of teaching, whether you're on the floor or you have opportunities to work as an adjunct with a clinical group, or perhaps as an NP student as a preceptor. So I've done a lot of that throughout. So I have adjunct at Finger Lakes Community College, also taught at University of Rochester, kind of in those adjunct positions, and then MCC was my step into a full-time education role. It was great at the time because you have summers off, and I had little kids. So it was wonderful to have the same breaks as they did, and during those summer times to be able to pull them kind of back in and reground them in those home and, you know, family values that we had. So it worked great, and I love teaching. So after 15 years, I did 1 year there as interim chair while somebody was out, and enjoyed that big challenge. And at the end of that year, there was an opportunity to, St. John Fisher was looking for a person to come and help with developing a new program. So they were going to be starting a psych MP program. And I was actually brought on board to help develop that and then roll that program out. However, that's a four-year school, and there is a rule in nursing that in order to teach at a four-year school, you have to have your doctorate or you're just an adjunct or a visiting person. So
they don't make it easy, do they?
No. All those debts, right? So I was very fortunate. Dean Cooney Minor and Dr. Marilyn Dollinger were fabulous towards me, and I was able to start their Doctor of Nursing Practice degree at the time. So brand new full-time job, brand new full-time DNP doctoral work, but best time of my life in a lot of ways. And then I was the coordinator for that psych NP program for a number of years before coming here to Finger Lakes Health.
So, I mean, in a number of ways, you've kind of been pointed at this position your whole life. I mean, that background between the practical side of nursing and the educational side, and now you get to be dean of two nursing colleges.
I know, isn't that cool?
But the other thing, I always like to ask people this when they're in administration or in your case, education. It was still important to you to keep practicing. As you said, you were doing per diem work, so you feel like you always want to keep your hands in the practical side of it a little bit as well?
I do, yes. For me personally, I'm a big fan of the Loretta Ford unification model, which stresses that importance of staying current in your practice. And I think it helps as well when you're educating to be able to have some fresh stories and to be aware of all the changes that are going on. Healthcare is never static. I mean, it's probably a rare day that something is not changing that's coming across some administrator and then trickling down to the RN and provider staff.
Yeah, I've been doing these segments now for, I think, 12 or 13 years, twice a month. So I've seen that
You've heard all that.
Over the time. So let's talk about the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Sciences. You have the bachelor's program that is a collaboration with Cuca College. That's pretty neat.
Yes, so that's our dual degree program. Dr. Record was instrumental in starting that. I believe the first class actually was admitted in January of 2017. But that's a very unique program and one of the first in the state that's been approved for the dual degree program. So students there have an opportunity. They apply to CUCA, and then there's a committee made up of both Finger Lakes Health Nursing Education as well as CUCA that look at that admission process and admit the applicants. And then students live at CUCA for the first year and attend classes there, kind of get their core out of the way, anatomy, physiology, micro, et cetera, English, math. And then the second and third years, they are still living at CUCA, and CUCA will actually provide transportation down to Geneva General, where we have that College of Nursing. And students attend classes there for 2 years. They have some lab space that's available to them at CUCA, as well as some lab space at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital for them to practice. So they finish their degree at Finger Lakes Health, and they are actually awarded their associate's degree in nursing at that time. So they can sit for their RN NCLEX licensure exam, and then they can work that last and final year while they complete their BSN. Right, so that's a big deal these days with the push that Governor Cuomo signed in December 17, the BSN in 10, allows people to do that and still have the ability to work as an RN for that last year.
So what is the difference between the Bachelor of Science degree and then the Associate's degree in Applied Science with a major in nursing?
Yeah, that's a very fascinating question. If you went to any unit and polled the staff, you would see that they are different educational levels, but they're all really serving that same role. And that's the basis behind that BSN in 10, as well as a look at a lot of the safety data in terms of providing safe, quality patient care. The BSN level provides through that. So when you get down to nuts and bolts, the difference is in the curriculum. So the BSN program has leadership, research, community health, a little heavier focus on those things than we have at the associate degree.
And then there's also a certificate in surgical technology, but you were telling me that program's going to undergo some changes, so we'll probably have somebody else or maybe you again at a future point to talk a little more about that in detail.
Yeah, so surgical technology, right now their professional organization is beginning to look at mandating that certificate programs be all transitioned to associate degree programs. So that'll be a big step, and that's currently underway and will affect some of the schooling and curriculums that are currently available. If you look at a 150-mile radius, there's 6 programs. 3 of them are associate degree at this point. 3 of them are not, us being one that's just a certificate.
And then also under your umbrella is the Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing, the Certificate and Licensed Practical Nursing. And so we always go through this once in a while. the gobbledygook of acronyms. Tell us the difference between an LPN, an RN, and an NP.
Okay, yes. So an LPN is very different than an RN. They sit for different NCLEX board certification. The RN has an expanded role and expanded scope of practice of things that they can do. They can assess on their own. They have critical thinking skills that they've developed and more of the leadership so that they're able to delegate and assign tasks more than an LPN, an expanded role. The RN is probably who you kind of think of in terms of your nurse. We'd already talked about the difference between an associate RN and a bachelor's RN. And then the nurse practitioner is at the master's level. And that really, the only way you can get there, obviously, is you have to move from associate to bachelor's and then on to master's. You can't move from associates directly into the master's program. But that's really the step where people begin to make a determination of what their specialty area of practice is. So you might choose nursing education and get your master's in nursing education, or a clinical nurse specialist, which was my first master's degree. That position is kind of used on the inpatient units and works to help orient staff, do some precepting, a lot of policy and procedures, kind of that nurse's nurse. And then there's the nurse practitioner, and there are many different specialty areas, everything from adult gero to psych. There are nurse midwiferies and CRNAs, or nurse anesthetists.
Under all of these programs, is there anything else that you would like to do moving forward? Is there a program you think there's room to add, or have you thought that far ahead yet?
I've been the dean for five, moving into 6 weeks now, and there's many different ideas afloat. So we'll be taking a closer look at all of that and making some decisions, I'm sure, as the next year or so rolls out. There is a CNA program that's run currently through the long-term living centers. So people who are hired actually are paid to go to school and get their CNA. So there may be more to do with that. But that's a fabulous opportunity for folks. And Finger Lakes Health is really phenomenal in how they treat their employees, and that extends to their students. So there is a lot of incentive to stay in Finger Lakes Health system and to increase your education. And there's built-in support to do that in terms of finances or loan paybacks, et cetera.
Well, Dr. Susan Carlson, welcome. Looking for big things moving forward, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. My pleasure, Ted.
And Paula, thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
That wasn't too painful, was it?
It was not. I would like to add one more thing.
Sure.
About a new 5K that we're going to be down in Penn Yan. Heels Up for Healing. It's Saturday, April 6th. Registration, you can register on runsignup.com, Heels Up for Healing. This is a wonderful event that the proceeds are going to help bring 3D mammography to Penn Yan.
Oh, terrific. All right. We just had the pink ribbon cutting in Geneva recently, mm-hmm. So we'll look forward to doing the same in Penn Yan. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes. Well, thank you, Ted.
All right. We'll get healthy with Finger Lakes Health in another couple of weeks. It's 8:52 Finger Lakes Morning News. We have David DeCourcy at Merrill Lynch with our financial market preview next.